Dr. Sebrick, dating and office note on patient Renee Argueta, ARGUETA, Renee RENE, date of birth 9/18/1949, date of service is 7/19/2023. Paragraph, the patient is 73-year-old Hispanic gentleman, referred to see me by Dr. Amador for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Paragraph, first medical history includes the following: one, long-standing hypertension, next hypothyroidism, next benign prostatic hypertrophy. Next, recently diagnosed chronic kidney disease. Paragraph, best surgical history includes left shoulder surgery. Next, gunshot wound to the chest with surgery. Next, cholecystectomy. Next, back surgery. Paragraph, social history, patient is widowed. He has total of 3 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. He's a retired mechanic. Paragraph, family history is unknown. Paragraph, if your system is diseased, no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal pain. No constipation and no melena. He has nocturia 3 times at night, no straining upon urination, and no, and he has complete bladder emptying. Denies any leg edema or other systems that are reviewed are negative. He received 3 shots of COVID-19 injections. Period. Paragraph. Current medications reviewed include the following: atorvastatin, levothyroxine, omega-3, tadalafil, PRN, and terazosin. Period. Paragraph. On physical examination, is vital signs. Is as mentioned above, HNT, pupils round, reactive to light and accommodation, ejected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no JP paragraph, next supple, no stiffness or rigidity paragraph. Heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm normal as well as true, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackers or resistance heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremity skin, no skin rash, no red, neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following: renal ultrasound done January 2023, shows right kidney 9 cm, left kidney 11 cm. There is increased echogenicity bilaterally. There is no hydronephrosis, and there is a simple cyst inferior left kidney. Period. Paragraph. Laboratory data from July 14, 2023. Urine albumin to creatinine ratio is 2, normal. Lipid panel shows the following: cholesterol 127, HDL 43, triglycerides 122, LDL 64, sugar is 97, BUN 30, creatinine is 1.38, and GFR is 54 milliliters per minute, potassium 4.5, albumin 4.8, total bilirubin is 1.9, normal liver enzymes A1C was 5.4, TSH 2.15. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan: 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3A. Most likely this is related to hypertensive nephrosclerosis. However, a full renal workup is going to be initiated to rule out other possibilities. This will include serologic workup and a bladder ultrasound to complement imaging studies. Patient will be started on Renadel probiotic and berberine to help with the kidney support. Paragraph. Next, hypertension, apparently controlled at home. Patient is off olmesartan for now. He's only on terazosin. We are going to continue to monitor his blood pressure, and we're going to review his log next visit. Next, hyperlipidemia stable and controlled on statin. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy, continue terazosin. We'll evaluate PFRs by Brenner ultrasound and go from there. Next, hyperbilirubinemia. Most likely this is Gilbert syndrome. We are going to monitor. Next, hypothyroidism, continue levothyroxine. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Amador, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see him back in a few weeks to discuss the results of the workup. I'll keep you updated on his progress and report. Thanks. CC, Dr. Amador, and report. Thanks.